I live in a 3-room apartment in North Durham. Our home is filled with squeaky stairways and the sounds of noisy neighbors. I live with my older sister, her son, and the memory of my mother.
Right now we're in my room. This is the room that my mother passed away in.
That's my older sister, Denyatta. Our mom, Renee Green, died when I was 16. Denyatta was 18, which helped. Because she's a legal adult, we could choose to stay in this apartment, and I didn't have to go into foster care. We wanted to stay, in part because it was the only home the three of us have ever known.
I like Spider-Man ice cream.
Javon is my sister's son. He was 15 months old when my mom died. In the years since, we've been keeping her memory alive for him, with pictures that are all over our apartment. Javon calls her Gigi. Mom wasn't ready to be called Grandma.
Hey, Javon, who's this?
Gigi.
Yeah, that's Gigi. When she was what?
Was smelly.
When she was younger. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We take care of our own needs. Do the cooking, pay the bills, buy toiletries. We made a life that fit us. Luckily, we had our godmother, Pearl McGill, to help us when we were down. After my mom passed, Pearl had a lot of worries.
I was concerned about the supervision that you'd have. I was concerned about whether or not you would stay in school and all the things that can happen to young females, especially in the projects.
Pearl was right. Every day can be a struggle. We hear gunshots every couple weeks. Drug deals are made outside of my front door. Trouble was so frequent that my family and friends came up with a warning system to tell us when something is about to go down. Even so, it's still hard for my sister and I to step foot outside our home.
If I can just pick my whole apartment up and take it somewhere else, then I would be great. But I hate our environment because there's a lot of shooting out here. It's not a really good environment.
My sister is especially worried about her son Javon's safety.
I actually take him somewhere else. It's like Duke Park or something, and let him run around and play. It's a better environment, and there's more positive people around.
It's hard to venture outside our home in order to feel safe. However, even though the crime rate is high, we can still find family in our neighborhood. Close neighborhood friends like Adina McTeer wanted us to stick around after the death of my mother.
I felt it was better for y'all to stay. We grew a really close bond, like sisters, before Mom passed, and before Renee passed, and even now, I'm glad they stayed.
Having friends to lean on in a time of need is something that's kept us going. Surrounding ourselves with positive influences made us feel at times we could do anything. People have doubts about me succeeding because I have no legal guardian and because I live in a hood. But I graduated school to prove to myself that I can defeat the odds. And the stands on my graduation day were Denyatta, Javon, my godmother, and the other members of the family that I have created. My sister kept my mother's spirit alive on that day.
I was screaming for my mom and me and for everybody else who didn't make it. So I was doing a lot of screaming.
My godmother Pearl never gave up on me. She was also there for me when I received my diploma from Northern High School.
That graduation day was just one of the proudest days of my life. I thought, man, we did it.
After facing many struggles, we were still able to find great moments in our lives. By facing our fears and creating a family, we are ready to walk down the next road. Whether it leads to college or finding a new job, we can always find a way with the help of loved ones. With the Summer Youth Radio Institute, I'm Fantasia Walker, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.